Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a father and his daughter, Sonia. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
So, this time next week you'll be 18.
I can't believe it!
Neither can I. You don't seem a day over 10.
Oh, thank you!
Anyway, have you thought what you'd like for your birthday?
Well, I wondered whether I could have driving lessons.
But we don't have a car.
I know, but it would be useful to know how for when I have my own car.
But you're still at school. How could you afford a car?
But most people in my class are having driving lessons.
Well, maybe their parents can afford a car. There's no point in having lessons if you can't practice.
Maria says I can practice with her family's car.
Oh, so you've discussed it with Maria. And I wonder what her parents would say if they knew. Do you know how much car insurance costs?
Yes, it's expensive. But I could get a job on Saturday or Sunday and help pay for it. If I could drive, I could probably get a job more easily. You know, delivering things or taking people to places.
Yes, why not? My daughter Sonia with her own taxi service. Where do you think you're going to get a car?
I thought I would drive other people's.
Look, I know you want to be like your friends, but it's not sensible to think of driving until you can afford your own car. Why don't I pay for you to have a lesson so that you can see what it's like? And if the day ever comes when I'm rich, I'll be happy to help you buy a car. Now, what would you like for your birthday?
OK, Dad, you win. But I'd still like to begin saving. Anyway, until then, what I'd really like would be to go out to dinner with you and Mum to save Mum cooking.
That's a good idea. And I'll tell you what, we'll go by taxi.
Now listen again.
So, this time next week you'll be 18.
I can't believe it!
Neither can I. You don't seem a day over 10.
Oh, thank you!
Anyway, have you thought what you'd like for your birthday?
Well, I wondered whether I could have driving lessons.
But we don't have a car.
I know, but it would be useful to know how for when I have my own car.
But you're still at school. How could you afford a car?
But most people in my class are having driving lessons.
Well, maybe their parents can afford a car. There's no point in having lessons if you can't practice.
Maria says I can practice with her family's car.
Oh, so you've discussed it with Maria. And I wonder what her parents would say if they knew. Do you know how much car insurance costs?
Yes, it's expensive. But I could get a job on Saturday or Sunday and help pay for it. If I could drive, I could probably get a job more easily. You know, delivering things or taking people to places.
Yes, why not? My daughter Sonia with her own taxi service. Where do you think you're going to get a car?
I thought I would drive other people's.
Look, I know you want to be like your friends, but it's not sensible to think of driving until you can afford your own car. Why don't I pay for you to have a lesson so that you can see what it's like? And if the day ever comes when I'm rich, I'll be happy to help you buy a car. Now, what would you like for your birthday?
OK, Dad, you win. But I'd still like to begin saving. Anyway, until then, what I'd really like would be to go out to dinner with you and Mum to save Mum cooking.
That's a good idea. And I'll tell you what, we'll go by taxi.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.